This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast in prime time. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Host of this podcast, my name is Eddie Greer. Welcome back on board of this podcast here, folks. Getting into it here. Football. Yes, this is a football episode of the podcast, and media days around the corner. We're already in July as I'm recording this episode. On Wednesday morning, this will come out tonight, July 2nd, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. Yeah, football, media days, Big 12 media days coming back down to Frisco, Texas, it looks like down here. Well, not down here, what's to say? Down there, say down south, where Chris Klieman and several others will represent K-State for Big 12 media days. Obviously, you know what that means, right? That means days closer to the football season, obviously, as K-State, Iowa State will meet right off the bat, Big 12 showdown overseas. And we've been saying it, and we're going to continue to say it, obviously, countdown to the Aer Lingus Classic, Dublin, Ireland, K-State opening the football season overseas, and look out to get off to a good start next month, August 23rd, against the Cyclones, which, again, last time these two teams played in the regular season finale, of course, K-State lost in Ames. And again, they need, and look, I think a lot of people are underselling. And I'll get to the people who are players that are going to be representing us down there in Frisco, Texas for habitual media days for K-State here momentarily. But again, can I emphasize, and of course, well, I'll get to that after this. But of course, you know, for whatever reason, I would say it's had K-State's number since Chris Klieman's taken over. I just can't fathom, again, you know, I think a lot of people are underestimating the fact that, look, man, if you're opening up with somebody else, maybe you could probably, that's probably the wrong attitude, like, be lackadaisical is the wrong word, but maybe, or slacking off might be the appropriate term, but this is a team that's on you. Last several years, and you again. It's just, yeah, you play come from behind, but again, those losses stack up. You know, you just don't know. You just cannot guarantee that. And all right, and even me say, you know what? Yeah, they might lose one here and there. They come back and get it. I don't know. I just don't know. You got you're a talented team. K-State, you want to be in the mix, at least top three. And it looks like from what I've heard, they're going to be right there, top three preseason, Big 12, potentially. Well, they should be up there anyways, because that's the expectation. Again, you have no Oklahoma, no Texas. It's no excuse. It's just no excuse again. And I'm going to hammer this point home across to y'all, at least on this podcast, guys. I think some people are underselling that. Yeah, we can lose this game. We can come back in the Big 12. All this. Well, hey, anything can happen on a week-to-week basis. We have seen this time and time again every year. You know, college football is good for it. Basketball is good for it as well, especially college football. You do not know what's going to happen in any given Saturday. Just know, it's just not guaranteed. Just like last year, going over there at BYU, all right, these cats ain't nothing. And BYU handled K-State on the road. And it was like, and I figured, I guess I get to pat myself on the back. I was going to be the first loss of the year. And I didn't expect to lose like that, though. Get blown out. But I expect to lose in kind of a close game. Typical K-State fashion where a play here and there costs us the game. Well, K-State got run out of the building in that one. Thanks to a huge turning point in the first half. But again, look, man. Your K-State, you're going to be in the mix, and you don't want to lose another game to this team. You just can't. You just cannot do it. So, again, a lot more discussion in the comments podcast for sure. Avery Johnson, speaking of which, going to be down there, obviously, for Big 12 Media Days. Cody Stubblebean, another representative, another senior representative there. The long O-lineman, Taylor Portier, is going to be down there with us there, VJ Payne, Desmond Purnell. Also, so the senior class, outside of Avery Johnson, who's a junior this year, is entering his second season as full-time QB1 in third year at K-State. You want to go back to that point there. But, yeah, Avery Johnson leading the way, Des Purnell, Taylor Portier, VJ Payne, Cody Stovabine, and, of course, your head coach of the K-State Wildcats, Chris Kleiman, right, will represent us down there in Frisco, Texas for Big 12 Media Days. So that's the point I'm going to get across here. That means, I believe that's next week, if I'm not mistaken, there as well, as we're sitting here corner spot. Yeah, that's... Let me pull up my calendar here on while I'm recording this podcast. This is the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, that's next Tuesday, so not too... It's going to be here really quick, and then from there, everything is going to pick back up. Obviously, you got football, and from there, you're going to get, obviously, media days, some women's soccer, Colleen Corbin, the anticipation there. Volleyball has been kind of been shoved under the bridge a little bit, but it's there, volleyball. Going to have a different look. No Aaliyah Carter for Jason Mansfield. So, again, you got to get used to some of these names out there. But, again, media days, that means it's going to get more coverage. I can't wait to listen to these media day interviews. That just means we're getting that much closer to football season, man. Cannot wait, guys, for it. And, again, K-State, definitely top three. Preseason there as well. Just like last year, they're preseason second, and the wheels fell off again. So I can't. At least when I got the mic in my hands, I expect K-State to be more motivated. You get off to a good start, it carries it. And again, yeah, I can use 0-1 as a backup plan and all that, but you just don't know. You just don't know, especially after when you come back home from Dublin, Ireland. You have North Dakota. We talked about the first quarter of the schedule. I'm not going to go past that right now, right? You got North Dakota to open up the Bill Snyder family portion of your season. And then Army, who is ranked, comes in your house. That's an exciting matchup. They're all along. Of course, you got Fort Riley right there. As we have said multiple times on this podcast this summer. And, of course, you got to go back out west to play Arizona, which is not a non-con game. But again, I digress because the two teams signed prior to Arizona moving conferences. So they're going to label it as a non-con game. But again, I digress. That's just the way you know how I feel about that. You know, especially with baseball and TCU being a non-conference game. Are you serious? TCU's in the same conference as K-State. Why y'all make it this complicated? But anyways, Big 12 Media Days, July 8th. That is next Tuesday. Avery Johnson, Cody Stovabine, Desmond Purnell, Taylor Portier, VJ Payne, and head coach Chris Kleiman will represent Kansas State down there as we get that much closer to college football season here in 2025. Cannot wait to see one of the foes for this football team. And they're bringing back, again, looking up from the two deep. Again, we're going to get into positions on the Podbean app. Greer 3A's podcast, myself and Alex Aiden. And we are on deck to record tonight. We're on deck over on that channel. Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast. So make sure you download the channel because we're going to be bringing you consistent content every Monday from this point, at least for the month of July. So we're going to start there and try to build that thing back up there as well. So the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content, folks. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan. There it is. I got distracted. Anyways, Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.